Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Keyshawn.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now, real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Flipping snippets from the show where they salute the name. The underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. It's UGS for life for you busters that don't know. I'm down with Praise and Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. It's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion. And you can hear Prayer's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh, Pittsburgh Patrick, let go teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip-hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all are back. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay them, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking them.
Lash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question that's got me asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast them. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 406 of Murder Master Music Show. We're bringing on a guest that we've had on before. You know what I'm saying? The homie Gonzo. Before I bring him on, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Mac J. And our new co-host, the one and only Pittsburgh Patrick. What's up, fellas?
Yes, sir.
Yo, what's up?
With a prayer.
Man, I'm real excited about tonight's show because, you know what I'm saying, we've been talking about this WAC 100 and Funk Flex. You know, these dudes are going around, you know, just talking about Pac. The guy's not here to defend himself. Some people just ain't having it. And Gonzo is one of the guys. He's going to still ride for Pac. That's his homie. He's not having it, man, and he's holding up for him right now. Some other people held up for him. You know, Spice One did his thing. Tretz came out, you know what I'm saying, but then Tretz kind of backed off. You know what I mean? I guess when shit got a little too heated, I guess he decided he wanted to go another route. But some people ain't going to let you off that easy, man. You know what I'm saying? When you're talking about somebody that was revered by people around the world, you know what I'm saying, had friends all throughout California from top to bottom, I don't know what the deal is. And I don't know what's up with the game. I mean, look at the game. One of his managers was Jimmy Hinchman. And then WAC 100. I don't know what WAC 100's problem is with Tupac. But apparently some people, you know, they like talking down on the dead. That ain't cool. I mean, like I said before, they're not here to defend themselves. They're not here to tell their side of the story. It's like you still get people going in on Jerry Heller. You know, it's like, the man, let the man rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Same with Eazy-E. Yeah. You'll have people, you know, come out talking shit about Eazy-E once in a while. Let the man rest in peace. So Gonzo, you know, I chopped it up with him earlier in the week. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna come out. We're gonna talk to him. We got some tracks from him. You know what I'm saying? Actually, one a real dope track, a dedication he did to Tupac called "Letter to Tupac." You know, he lets Flex and WAC 100 have it, as they should. You know what I'm saying? As they should. But it's just getting crazy. It's just getting crazy with people. You know, I don't know why they're disrespecting Pac like that. I don't know if they think it's going to get them a name. And it's not just WAC 100 and Funk Flex. It's this younger generation, too. A lot of these guys, like Kodak Black. Two-Man was upset about that because Kodak Black is going around saying he's better than Tupac. It's like, come on, are you kidding me? You know, this shit is retarded already. It's to the point where, you know, people just need to start showing respect and paying homage, man, instead of, you know, all that bullshit that they're doing right now for attention or whatever the case may be. But Gonzo, he ain't having it. He's one of the cats that's not having it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get his whole take on everything, and, you know, we're going to see what's good with him. Like I said, we're going to play music. Matter of fact, we're going to go to one of his songs right now. We're going to go to Letter to Tupac. We're going to kind of, you know, bring you guys up to speed if you're not familiar with the situation and let you check out this dope dedication that he did to his friend. You know what I'm saying? Don't go anywhere. Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah, this letter's addressed to Wack No Honey. Fuck that, Flex. We gonna get to you, nigga. This some street shit. You had no compassion for this man's family. You had no compassion for the dead. You had no compassion for his legacy. So we're forced to not have no compassion for you. So if these bullets find women and children, God forgive me. You're spraying everything with your DNA. Awaken the disrespect of the sacred code. Make it known, get flesh and bone to take your soul. Bullet holes to you and yours, you truly love. Funerals is frequent now for speaking of. The best that ever did it is just on the strength, nigga. We gon' handle business and pray to God shots don't find no kids or women. But you ain't had no feelings and Pac was my nigga. I ride for my nigga, Wax snitching, the gat clicking. Just listen, he put that murder on Diddy hands or Jimmy Hinchman. The plot thick and you die quicker, I'm not stitches. Pray to a fiend and kiss the feet of Pac's sister. My little niggas is out looking, the clown woofing. We drown niggas with tech rounds, we fly crippin'. The sky different, my mind flipping, he flamed up. The feds got him disguised different, the blind us. Put his face on a t-shirt. Put his face on a t-shirt. Call the little homies, let's ski skirt. Show the square nigga how we work. Face on a t-shirt. Put his face on a t-shirt. Show the square nigga how we work. Call the little homies, let's ski skirt. Put his face on a t-shirt. Yeah. Show the bodies in the landfill. Yeah. Lead the traffic at a standstill. Yeah. Cannons got him running like a fire drill. The landscape costs a quarter mil. Yeah, coke all on me like a dollar bill. Hella mud stay afloat, nigga cracking seals. Yeah, crackers wanna body Ronnie Bobby Seals. Maserati redlining, how the Molly feel. Yeah, niggas on top, so we hard to kill. If I don't pop your melon, one of my niggas will. Fuck a snitch, fuck a rat, fuck a tattletale. Old school like Cadillacs and Lagerfeld. Hella shots, nigga, you could get your nana peeled. Chopsticks out the window on my mama nail. Chopsticks out the window on my mama nail. Me and my girlfriend, me and my girlfriend. Put his face on a t-shirt. Put his face on a t-shirt. Call the little homies, let's ski skirt. Show the square nigga how we work. Face on a t-shirt.
The voltage, and you waste it. That's the curse. You gave me the voltage. our weaknesses come from God.
Come from black. Black, white.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about right there. That hell of a dedication to Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, people respect that man, respect his legacy, and let him rest in peace. he's not here to speak for himself, but people are here to speak for him. One of those people is the homie Gonzo. Let's bring him back on the Murder Master Music Show, man. What's up, Gonzo?
What up, man?
What's going on?
How you doing? I'm good, man. I'm blessed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah, man. I want to commend you for, for going to bat for your homie, man, who's not here. You know what I'm saying? Right now, a lot of, WAC 100, Funk Flex, Kodak Black, a lot of these motherfuckers, it seems, are taking shots at the man. He's not here to defend himself, but he has people like yourself, it's got to make you sick when you hear people talk about your friend like that.
Well, I mean, it's sickening because everybody that, and I'm not going to make this a racial thing, but right off the bat, if you hear somebody, you're in a coffee shop right now and you hear three black men sitting at a table talking about Malcolm X like a dog, it's going to make your ears cringe. Well, I say that to say in our generation, in our time, it's things that Pac done for our generation that moved young people, with all due respect, it moved them more than I got a Dream speech, or Jesse Jackson and their speeches, or even Martin Luther King. And I'm even going to go on the ledge and say that because I have a dream. I didn't resonate and relate to that more than I did Dear Mama. I didn't resonate and relate to that, in terms of when my father wasn't around, being a man, things that was passed down through his music that shaped me as a person in the ghetto when I had nobody to turn to for moral support or anything positive to say or anything who understood my struggle, from my point of view. And as you can see around the world, that resonated with a lot of young people around the world, poor, rich, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, Samoan, whatever. It's all one language, one culture. And I feel like, WAC having a platform, being the game's manager, so he says, being Ray J's manager, so he says. I'm not sure what his actual business is with those guys, but it gave him a platform to where people are listening. And, as a black man, however your personal opinion is, that's one thing. But to speak on this man in such a way to where you're making it personal, to where now you're dissing his mother too, who was also deceased, is just beyond me. You know what I mean?
It's disgusting.
It's beyond me.
I mean, yeah, like you said, his mother. I mean, not only are you going at a man who's deceased, but you're going at his mother, like you said, who's deceased. There's a code in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Certain things you don't do. It seems like with each generation that those codes start to disappear more and more. But this guy's an older cat. You would think he would know what the consequences are for something like this. What do you think his problem is? Do you think he's just doing protection?
I mean, he says Game is his artist. Now, if you go on Game's Instagram right now, before the first 16 slots, you're going to see at least 5 to 8 pictures of Tupac before you got to even scroll down. I noticed the Game hasn't said anything about this. Now, me and him ain't always had the best, I wouldn't say relationship because I don't know him, but we've had some words in the past. And I would think after all of this, he would have used this opportunity at least to say something. He said nothing. So, and I'm going to say this.
Tell his guy to cool it off.
The respect that I had for him, just how he played this situation, and really didn't say nothing, it showed me a little bit something more because I said, I don't know the man, you feel me? But just from us having words, my temperament towards him wasn't good, you know what I mean? But I can say from this situation, a lot of good has came from it, because my animosity towards him ain't what it used to be. You know what I mean? It's a respect level there, because some people that I thought would be riding for this bullshit, they're not. So that lets me know that there's something deeper involved in this. We got to follow the money and find out why exactly he's saying this. Who's paying him to say this? Because it's damn sure somebody paying him to say it, or he has a motive.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't figure out what his motive is, other than to what, maybe bring attention to what he's doing. But it's just, he's going about it in such the wrong way to... Like I said, if this happened in the 90s, forget about it, man. This guy, I don't think he'd be talking right now at all, period. But,
right.
It's crazy. I mean, it's not to cut you off, Scott. Right now, he's replying to some shit on my Instagram right now. You know, right as we're speaking right now, this nigga
he
just
a troll, my
shit.
Nigga.
He's like,
troll.
He just
he's straight troll ass.
Nigga just said, If I keep playing with his kids, he gonna play with my mama. I've been warned. Now, nigga, you making a message. I'm finna respond to you on the radio on the Mixed Master Murder Show, nigga. Listen, check this out, man. Nigga, I don't like you anyway. All you gotta do is apologize to Pac for the culture. You never had to like me. Anything we gonna do personally, nigga, we gonna shake anyway. I ain't talking about shake hands, nigga. I'm talking about when you see me, nigga, a fight's coming along with that. Even if we do shake hands afterwards, nigga, you got to see me. Win, lose, or draw, period. Feel me? Two, you know, my mama, she done shot and stabbed more motherfuckers than you have in L.A. Everybody know who my mama is. So if you want to play with her,
right,
you do it at your own risk, nigga, period, point blank. And this is my whole family. This is why I don't give a fuck about none of your threats, and I'm going at my principles. You feel me? So... that was a wasted message, nigga. I don't like you anyway, and you're apologizing to the culture. This has nothing to do with me. Feel me? I don't like you anyway, nigga. We're never going to like each other. But Tupac, you owe that to the culture as a black man, nigga. That's your duty as a black man, period, point blank. Do that, and let's get it popping. Meet me anywhere, nigga. Straight up. Now, back to the interview.
Sorry, yeah, I was about to say, man, For anybody that always claim they so real and they're real street, if somebody was saying something about his dead partners and shit, I'm pretty sure he feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? So I just be thinking a lot of these motherfuckers, especially these older guys, they just trying to stay relevant. And, you know, a movie coming out, everybody trying to say whatever the fuck the bitch has. You know what I'm saying? Like, he always got something to say about Pac, and it's always at a time when something significant finna happen for the Tupac legacy. And then he opening up his fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? But when Pac was around, they wasn't popping none of that shit off. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, why wait now to start running your goddamn mouth? No. When a man was here, you want to say, well, none of them saying that shit, man. Pac had a lot of motherfuckers over
like
there shook up.
I feel like if, you know, the shoe was on the other foot. You know what I mean? It's like, first of all, you know, they don't respect the West Coast culture in hip-hop. They don't accept our music as being in the fold of hip-hop in terms of rap music. The same shit that's... when they mention Rakim, they not going to mention Eazy-E in the same sentence, even though Eazy sold more records than him. They don't accept us in the same realm and the same respect as hip-hop. Now, follow me where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
Now... all these East Coast motherfuckers, K-Slay, I just seen the Outlaws doing a video shoot with K-Slay. Shout out to them niggas, you know what I mean? For whatever reason or whatever you stand for, nigga, I still love y'all as a person, but personally, I could never fuck with you again. Period.
Mm.
Never. Because I know now that you don't stand for what I stand for. And this ain't a diss. This is all out of all positivity, my nigga. I'm being positive about this. Nigga, but, you know, if you know that a guy is willing to stand for something that you don't believe in, whether you're right or he's right, then you guys shouldn't be fucking with each other. You know what I mean? And I'm going to bow out gracefully, my nigga. Feel me? Because before niggas get – before shit get too worse, I'm leaving with my integrity. Fuck a check. fuck going on tour, fuck kissing the DJ's ass, fuck a movie, fuck all of that shit. Nigga, the streets are still going to feed me. You feel me? So respect for y'all for being yourself and showing me who the fuck you really are. You know what I mean? I appreciate that.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
You know?
But listen, hold on, back to the story.
Back to the story. I'm sorry. Follow me on this. Now, the shoe is on the other foot. Let's say, you know, they don't respect us in hip-hop, but they got all these cats over here on the East Coast that's really sinking their teeth in on the West Coast and getting all our money. Now, imagine if a cat from Connecticut said, fuck Biggie Smalls and fuck Valletta. You feel me? Imagine if I said it. The world would go crazy. You know what I mean? But we don't say fuck Biggie no more. We love Biggie. That shit is over with. We both took a loss.
Yeah.
So for the culture, as a man, even though, you know, shots could still be thrown their way, we don't. Niggas, fuck with them niggas. Lil C's come over here and hang out on the beach. No bodyguard. We're not fucking with them like that. It's all peace. But it takes an ignorant-ass nigga from the same coast. You know what I mean? I don't know if he's jealous because he never met Pac. Y'all know that WAC 100 never been in the same room as Tupac. He's never met Pac. He ain't come around the Death Row days till way after Pac was dead. You know that, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Nigga's not from Compton. Let's clarify that. He's from Pacoima. And no disrespect to Pacoima niggas, because I know niggas from 2P's and the B and they get down. All I'm saying is the perception, you know what I mean, that he tries to give is that, you know, he's been around this Death Row era. And that's fine, man. Niggas, you know, I'm not here to blow niggas' spot up when they trying to fake it till they make it. I'm not a hater. The problem is when you spoke on a nigga, name that sacred, period. You know what I mean? And we're supposed to have more respect for each other, for the culture of West Coast hip-hop, for what we're trying to do as a unit, other than trying to take down one of the niggas that I know for sure, fed me personally. So, goddamn, man.
Yeah, that was my whole thing about it, man.
Right.
You had a relationship with Pac. You know what I'm saying? He was your friend, man. When did you meet him, man? And what was he like as a person from your perspective?
Well, I mean, the first time I met Pac, actually, I was 15. No, 50. I was 15 years old. A few friends and myself, we used to give parties all around Los Angeles and book hella artists and shit. See, we've been getting money since a little nigga. I was 15 paying $8,000 to Tupac and Thug Life nigga to come perform at our parties in Hollywood. Everybody know it, you know what I mean? So I met him then initially when we threw a party right there on it's a club right there on Santa Monica and I wanna say either Highland or La Brea, right there to your right. And we threw a party right there, met him there, and then after that, he went to jail. We started being managed by Suge's wife, Sharita Knight. Snoop had house arrest, and Dre had house arrest or something to where they couldn't go on tour. So Pac went out on the All Eyes on Me tour before he dropped the album, and we went on tour with him. So the first time I actually met him on some business shit outside of, you know, me booking him for that show was in LAX airport, 8 in the morning.
Wow.
First day of tour. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Here you are. You're just a kid yourself. And you're going on tour with arguably one of the biggest albums in rap history. What was it like touring with Pac, man? What was he like on the road?
Well, I mean, Pac, the funny thing about that, we was doing arenas and All Eyes on Me wasn't even on the shelf yet. He was doing arenas and selling out arenas like we sold out the Superdome, which everyone knows the Superdome is 80,000 people. So obviously we didn't sell out 80,000 tickets. But what they do is they put the stage in the middle and sell out the 40. You know what I mean? So he sold out 40,000 in the Superdome on an album that people hadn't even heard yet. He sold out the Gund Arena. That's where the Cleveland Cavaliers play. Excuse me. But it's not called Gund anymore. I think it's called Quicken Loans or some shit now. But we
Quicken
sold
Loans,
that motherfucker
yeah.
out. You know what I mean? In various other places without people even hearing this album. So it was pretty amazing because touring with Pop and touring with Cube is and shout out to Cube, you know what I mean? But Cube is more, you know, business in terms of straight to the stage, back to the hotel, no nonsense, no bullshit, you feel me? No bitches in the hotel, you know what I mean? Just straight up business. Pac kind of showed the nigga showed us the other side that we was always hearing about, you know what I mean? So it was dope. Pac was a solid motherfucker, man. I can't take nothing away from him. And that's why I'm so, you know, I don't know. Niggas say that I get emotional about Pac. Yeah, nigga, because I really fuck with this nigga. See, you're just listening to the songs. You're not identifying with him as an actual person. You know what I mean? You're not missing the person. You don't feel cheated. I feel cheated. You feel me? We should all feel cheated. And it was because of a situation like this, like some little shit, like the WAC 100 shit, niggas. I mean, that shit could have been prevented, man. Pac could still be here, man. But little small shit that snowballs turn into avalanches. You know what I mean? That's why you gotta stomp them motherfuckers out while you can control them.
Yeah, like Funk Flex, because you know Spice One went at him right away. He was real heated. You know, he wanted to go there, drag him out of the fucking studio at Hot 97, whoop his ass. But Flex, I don't know why the fuck this guy would wait 20-some-odd years to say some bullshit like that, being on the East Coast. I mean, is he trying to start an East Coast, West Coast rivalry? What do you think is the motive behind that? And do you think it might be something outside of rap, maybe something bigger like some CIA shit or something? What are your thoughts on Flex?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I think. I mean, listen, people are so fucking jaded, man, you know what I mean, in terms of what's actually going on, that information will be right in their face, and motherfuckers will still try to discredit it. Like a picture that I just put up of Wack's father, and everybody's so fucking dumb, they're like, that ain't Wack. I'm like, read the fucking article, you dumb fucks. You know what I mean? You remember the motherfucking cop that was running around killing people? The black cop, Donner?
Yeah, they got him.
That motherfucker, whoever that dude is on that picture, that cop, he was friends with him. You feel me now? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe in fucking Bigfoot or none of that. All I know is, nigga, I came in this shit as a kid and seen a lot of weird shit that can't be explained, and the niggas who's seen it with me, who's supposed to be explaining, is now on the motherfucker side with the big ass question mark. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you know what I mean?
Definitely.
It's like you got, with all due respect, if Rick Ross could come in the game and pull that off, anything's possible. You mean to tell me you don't think that they have federal agents planted on the West Coast who been to the penitentiary or whatever? Niggas is federal agents. They're out here. We don't know who they are, but it's real. Don't call it Illuminati, all that bullshit, but it is some shit that's not for us. That's, you know, secretly gathering information and planning motherfuckers to corrupt our minds in terms of what we buy, the homosexual agenda. Just everything, you know, the biggest consumers in the world is the urban community, you know what I mean? And it has to be an agenda push for them to, you know, monopolize the market and know where to put the funnel at. because they're not just putting money everywhere and hoping that something hits. They're putting money into one thing and calling a cattle call and funneling us all to that shit. That's why all the biggest artists in the world is on this homosexual agenda. That's why 10 years ago, all the fucking colognes and shit starting to be unisex. And I mean, but niggas don't read. Feel me? They just on some TMZ shit. And if they don't see it in the hood at the dollar store, it ain't real. Like, nigga got to wake up, man. For real.
It's everywhere. All you got to do is open your eyes. It's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy when you have to tell your 5-year-old kid what gay is because they hear it on a commercial on TV. We shouldn't have to explain that to them until they're much older. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, society is almost forced to have to explain why those two dudes over there are kissing. You know? It's fucked up. But with that being said, you know what I'm saying? How long has it been in the rap game? You know, we heard stories about the meetings and stuff in the 90s. You know, you came in the game, when did Caution get signed, around 94,
93? Yep, 94.
Did you see crazy that was questionable back then that made you?
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear about this. This game was started by homosexuals, man, the entertainment industry. People with homosexual, you know, that represent the homosexual community. It was started by these people. They run the entertainment industry. Now, let me make this clear. I have nothing against them. And half of the motherfuckers that's getting money in this industry that's gay, they don't want your ass anyway. You feel me? It's just how they move and how they hustle. You know what I mean? It's like most motherfuckers in the industry that's really in the industry, they have enough integrity to know who the fuck they can stick their finger in their booty and who they can't. You know what I mean? But it's that the problem is some of these guys who fell for the trick of the old finger in the booty, come spend the night at my house trick. You my little homie, come play video games all night and spend the night shit. Them niggas turned out to be your biggest artists in the world with an emotional attachment to the fan. So they couldn't see them in a compromising situation to where, you know, now you got Lil Wayne and Baby kissing in the mouth and still motherfuckers is not just automatically saying that they was on some gay shit. It's still some speculation. Well, maybe he could. It's crazy. You got Young Thug wearing a fucking dress. And still cats are still listening to this nigga music hard as a motherfucker first day out of jail. I mean, the game is really twisted.
Yeah, it is.
And they succeeded at whatever they were doing to blur our perception to where you would not notice a man in a dress, Will Smith's son wearing a dress. I mean, ASAP Rocky, Kanye, I can name a million cats who, you know, I've seen in a photo shoot or two with a fucking dress on. I mean, and what do you call that?
French tip nails. I mean, it's crazy. What about, you know what I'm saying, okay, you're over at Priority. Priority is a label that put out, you know, of course, you know, NWA, the Ghetto Boys went there after their deal with Def American. I mean, a lot of fucking hard street motherfuckers.
Shout out to Brian Turner, man.
Priority. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean,
shout out to Brian Shafton too.
Actually, the only crazy shit I could say that happened at Priority was that my first solo album didn't come out through Priority over, you know, some shit that people probably don't know about. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, my first solo album, as everybody know, ended up coming out on Polygram Mercury, but I originally signed to Priority, but they ended up selling my contract. Shout out to Andrew Shaq over there too, because, you know, it was a situation like they explained it to me, like Shaq and Kobe. You feel me? At the time, me and Cube wasn't seeing eye to eye, and you know, let's just say they didn't ask him, could he give me a solo deal? But he didn't have me signed as a solo artist, so he told them they'd never get another Ice Cube record if they put my album out. So, you know, they gave me a big ass, you know, the rest of my advance, and then another, I think, $25,000. I appreciate you, Andrew Shaq, my nigga. And, you know, I went over to Mercury Polygram. I didn't get dropped. You know what I mean? They sold my contract. So it was a good thing. But, you know, it was weird because at the time, it just let me know how much power and influence I had over my own life now, because the cats that I was looking up to and waiting in the office waiting for a check so I could go pay my mama rent was now trying to stop my money and me getting $300,000 in my pocket at 18 years old. So that was pretty crazy, you know what I mean? Because I think that I knew I was a man at that point.
Yeah, like you said, you got to take care of family and whatnot. You know, whenever somebody tries to stop that, that's like an act of war. That's, you know, you're fucking with a man's livelihood, you know. But you went over to the other label.
Ice Cube, you know what I mean? And shout out to him, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it was an act of war. At that time, I didn't understand it, and I would have took it as that. But what he was doing was trying to protect himself. You know what I mean? All the Pac shit was going on. All the Death Row shit was going on. And, you know, I wouldn't have handled it how he handled it. But every man is different. You know what I mean? But I can't sit here and throw a rock at this nigga. I'm going to just keep it one thou wow. That's exactly what happened. Now, how a nigga feel about it is on him. You feel me? But, yeah, that was the craziest thing that happened to me at Priority.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Priority, you know, legendary label, of course. We got a caller for you, Gonzo. This is the homie Sin from France. I think he has a question for you about the Priority days. What's up, Sin?
Yeah. What's up, Scott?
What up, Sin?
What's up, Gonzo?
What up,
bro?
What up, Sin?
Yeah, fine, yes. Yeah. Can you tell us about your group, Caution, and your album, South Central, Los Canales? And also how it was to be on Lunchman Records and the partnership with Ice Cube.
Sin, you break
well,
it up. Did you get that, Gonzo?
He said he wanted to hear about Caution and the making of South Central Los Angeles, the album.
Exactly. And also about the partnership with Ice Cube on with Lunchman Records.
Well, I mean, doing the album with Cube and Caution, it was a great experience because, as you know, I was coming out of high school. I had only been in the studio twice. One of the greatest rappers of all time. You know, he told me that I had natural skills, natural talent. But to me, I was terrified because I didn't know none of this shit. You feel me? I didn't know how to put together 16 bars. I just used to rap until, you know, just rap. So it was a beautiful experience because I feel like if someone who knows how to read and write and understand mathematics and you're thrown into a Ivy League university, then I feel like you would cram to be a successful person. And, you know, I was thrown into a situation to where I didn't have a lot of time to learn. I had to immediately be great, and I pulled it off, you know what I mean? And that was a beautiful experience for me.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely, man, most definitely. And of course, you know, you've worked with a lot of greats over the years. You know, Yuck Mob, The Regime, you know what I'm saying? What's going on with you and Yuck? You guys got any plans to do anything, any Regime projects or anything coming out?
Yep. I'm not, we got a song coming out on Yuck Mob's Deluxe album. Look out for that. Y'all know he just dropped JJ based on a Veal story, part one and part two, which is doing well in stores right now. And he also has the deluxe edition coming out. I just talked to the nigga yesterday. I want to say it's coming out either next month or August. I'm not sure. So make sure y'all go on his Instagram and check that out, or on his Twitter and check that out. But yeah, man, we good. We good. Tech is doing well. Just finished up the Strictly Strange tour. You know, my boy Fats Bossolini. Fats Boss just opened up a coffee shop. You know, we're doing good, man. Everybody's doing good. Ain't no bickering. Ain't no bitch shit. Everybody's just moving forward and waiting for the next play. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What about yourself, Gonzo? You got a solo project out right now we can check out, or one in the works?
Yeah, man, I got a solo project out right now. It's burning up the streets everywhere, man. If you ain't heard it right now, man, I feel sorry for you, because you're listening to this interview and you're on the late freight. So you need to go to gonzo.net right now. That's GONZOE.net. Go to the music section and go listen to my new project, Happy Birthday. If you don't want to do that, just go on iTunes or go on Google Play Store, or anywhere you download or stream music, and go look for my new project, Happy Birthday. Shit is, it's probably the hottest shit on the streets. I'm just humble. I don't want to say that, but so one of the top blogs in the world today was telling me that, you know, right now my story is one of the hottest stories on the net right now. So with that being said, you should probably associate that shit with the music. You know what I mean? So go find that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I encourage everybody to go check that out. Now, I do have a track, you know what I'm saying, 16 to 100 Clips, you know what I'm saying, featuring Young Noble, The Outlaws. Is this on that? This is on that project, right? On My Birthday?
Yeah, this is on that project. This song was done a few days before all this bullshit started to happen. Actually, it was happening. You know what I mean? But the second wave of the WAC 500 or whatever, the WAC 100, his little rants and shit. So, you know, me and Noble, we good. Still family. But in terms of just me hanging out with niggas or ever doing music with them, you know what I mean? Niggas will have to pay me a whole lot of money to stand in the room with these niggas or do music with them again. Because I just heard some foul shit that I ain't know. Feel me? That I know that they did. I know it's a lot of shit. My nigga Fatal died. You feel me? Like, it's just a lot of shit. Niggas ain't moving right. So, feel me? And you know, my nigga, this nigga Edie, this nigga done live with me. You feel me? This nigga done live with me in my crib. Came to stay in my, you know, came to Canada, nigga, when I had my penthouse out in Toronto. Nigga came out there, chill with me. He got his little Breakfast Club show. This nigga know I've been pushing shit. This nigga is supposed to be my family. He had a platform on Dash Radio. He let another motherfucker, you know, invite me up there that I didn't even know from a fucking hole in the wall. You know, invite me up there, break my shit, break my record, and treat me like family. That nigga ain't even invite me up there, nothing. Just niggas act Hollywood, bro, over some little shit. Niggas ain't really getting no money, you feel me? I'm up. I've been up for years. Up. Niggas ain't getting no check from Dash Radio, but you can't provide a platform for your family being stingy. Stingy-ass niggas. Never said thank you or nothing. Just ungrateful, stingy motherfuckers that don't reserve dirt. Don't deserve my motherfucking respect, you feel me? And better stay the fuck out of my way. Niggas know how I get out, my nigga. Straight up. And that ain't a threat, but I slap the shit out any nigga that's saying some shit that I don't like at that moment. Period, point blank. That's, you know what I mean? And that's just some real nigga shit, bro. I ain't fucking with you niggas. You niggas is sour grapes. Period.
That's a shame, considering
yeah,
like
this 16 with 100 clips. This is the last time you ever gonna hear me on the song with these niggas, so enjoy.
Yeah, it's a shame. You know, you give somebody a place to stay, put a roof over their head and whatnot, and then they can't even shed light on. I see a lot of people doing that, Gonzo. A lot of people are getting real big heads and big egos. Matter of fact, you know, shout out to Edie Young Noble. We invited them on.
Man,
Edie came
I
on.
I love them niggas.
Noble
nigga
didn't
never
come
told
on.
Me thank you, Scott. Nigga never told me
yeah.
thank you, ever. Nigga never said, thank you, dog, kiss my ass, nothing. Which I wasn't looking for it. Players don't keep score, but I noticed. Nigga, you got a radio show, you know what I mean? I'm scrapping, spending money like a motherfucker. Motherfucker called me on some dumb shit, though, to ask me if somebody's a rat or what's a nigga M.O. on the streets. Find that shit out yourself, nigga. But when it comes to some positive shit, some shit to feed a nigga family, the shit to put a roof over a nigga, a kid's head, like I put a roof over your son's head, and you and your girl, you can't reciprocate. I don't understand that. And yeah, nigga, I'm speaking about this because you wouldn't speak about it privately, feel me? So now everything has to come out in the wash. Everything has to come out in the open. And I'm going to eat, nigga, because I'm telling the truth. And niggas dropped the ball. So, yeah, this is 16 with 100 clip, man, for my new album. Happy birthday right here on the Murder Mix Show. You know what I mean? And you know, peace and love, man. This your nigga Gonzo.
Hey,
sentimental feelings. Really, what's the business? If it's beef, I'ma kill him. Chillin' with the squad I'm really fucking with. Never on no sucker shit. If niggas want it, they can get it. I'ma send a couple clips. Never been a bully, but you niggas on some silly shit. And I can go from 0 to 100 really quick. Hella niggas whipping out. Send me in some bully shit. Bitch, don't hit me on the gram. Just pull up. All you niggas bit my staff. Yeah, what up? All you niggas fit for death. Screaming good luck. Dope fiend, nigga. Pop your
to 100 clip 16
a 100 clip. 16 motherfucker to a 100 clip. To a 100 clip. 16 motherfucker to a 100 clip. 16 motherfucker to a 100 clip. 16 motherfucker to a 100 clip. To a 100 clip.
Everybody go out and get My Birthday Right Now by Gonzo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know that whole project is fire. You know what I'm saying?
That's the
yo, man, thank you for coming on the show. If cats want to get at you for verses or features or whatever, what's the best way they can get at you, Gonzo?
Man, look, I'm a real one. Write down my phone number, my nigga. 213-973-2416. 213-973-2416 on the Instagram and the Twitter. It's I'm Gonzo. That's the letter I, the letter M, G-O-N-Z-O-E. The website is gonzo.net, G-O-N-Z-O-E.net. The YouTube is YouTube/Blockwise, B-L-O-C. WIZE. You know what I mean? Stay in contact with me. I always respond. We got all the new Caution merch up right now on gonzo.net. We got the new Gonzo t-shirts up on gonzo.net. We got the Caution hats up on gonzo.net. I also wrote a sitcom that will be premiering this fall on ABC called Rich World. Look out for that, you know what I mean? Real name, Ronald Moore, you know what I mean? So look out for the creative credits and pray for me that I created the new Fresh Prince. See, I'm getting all different type of money, you know what I mean? That's why these niggas are scared of me now, because they didn't feed me, feel me? Niggas talked about me like a dog when I was drinking. Niggas talked about me like a dog when a nigga was around here, you know, partying and chewing cocaine, but I still had the same mentality, you know what I mean? And now it's time to tell my story. And what's scary is now people are starting to listen. So all you motherfuckers who are sleeping on me, you're about to wake up working for me. I promise you.
Yeah, definitely.
Right,
man.
And then that motherfucker Whack 100 do look like that police ass dude, though. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah.
Look at this shit.
Yeah, he does. He does, man.
That might be him.
I'm telling my same last name. Fuck up about Tupac, man. I don't even know Pac, man, but I grew up off his music. It's personal with you guys because you knew Pac, but us as fans, you know what I'm saying, man, we don't like that shit either. Same with Funkmaster Flex. Shut the fuck up. Same with Cats dissing Eazy-E. Even Jerry Heller. A lot of people don't like Jerry Heller, but he was always good to us. You know what I'm saying? He came on this show. He was always real straight up with us, and I don't like when people disrespect him. The man's dead. Let him rest in peace. You know,
well, yeah. I tell you this, in the hip-hop industry, Scott, no one signs a contract with a gun to their head. I mean, it has happened before, but it's not common. You know what I mean? It's the carrot that's dangling. In the hip-hop industry, in business, period, it's war. It's no fair in business. Somebody has to win in business. Somebody's going to come out.
Sure.
With a bigger chunk of the pie than the other person, through tactics, through waving a carrot in front of your face. If you broke and you're from the hood, and someone says, you know what, here's $20,000 in a Jeep to sign this contract, what's the percentage of kids is gonna say no? Let me let my lawyer look at that. They're gonna take that money, sign that shit right there, and worry about the incidentals later. And this is what's happening in hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's a rare occurrence when cats are actually patient and wait till they sign that paperwork and leave that office with that money and try to rush to the bank to cash it before it closes. I know. I've done this too many times. You know what I mean? So it's not really Jerry Heller's fault. You feel me? It's a point of people not reading, not being educated, and us coming from a economical standpoint of being broke. So you wave some money in our face, we taking that. Now you sell 1 million records, 2 million records, and find out that your recoup rate was only 30 cents. So now while you just took $300,000 and sold 2 million, you wondering why you still owe them money. It's because you was only recouping at 30 cents a record. So you have to recoup 30 cents a record to get that $300,000 back, plus marketing, plus promotion, plus your niggas you took on the road with you, plus your clothes, plus the weed you smoke. All that shit means they own you for life, man. So be careful saying you want to get in the music industry when nigga don't even really know how to get paid off this shit.
You know? Right. So, yeah, read everything with a fine, you know, I mean, go through everything with a fine-tooth comb. But, man, Nanzo, I want to thank you, man. It's been a minute since we've been able to have you on this show. I'm glad you came back on, and I hope you come back on again soon, man. We definitely love to have you on any time, brother.
Man, I truly appreciate you guys, man. I truly appreciate, you know, because this is the only place where you're going to find the truth and purity in hip-hop is when you come to, you know, people and outlets who are going to let you be yourself, speak with you how you really feel, and, you know, aren't being persuaded by advertising dollars. So I appreciate you guys, man, and thank you. And anytime you want me on, anytime that you bless me with your presence, I'm you know, obliged to do it. So hit me, man. Let me know whenever. Thank you.
For sure.
Man,
for
thank
sure.
you, Gonzo. Take care of yourself, bro.
All right, peace, man. Peace, y'all.
Yeah, that was a hell of an interview with the homie Gonzo, episode 406 of the Murder Master Music Show. That was very insightful. Because not only did address what these motherfuckers are doing, but he broke down a lot of deep shit about the music industry, man. A lot of deep shit. Spoke about the whole homosexual agenda, you know, the possibility that Funk Flex is probably a fed, you know what I'm saying, or at least affiliated with the feds. If somebody, I mean, right now, there's a war being waged, a war of words, it seems like, being waged on Pac. I mean, it's happening all the time from people. It's like the dude is dead. You know what I'm saying? I there has to be some type of agenda behind it. What it is right now, I don't know. But, you know, hopefully nobody will come out talking more shit.
And what's crazy is, too, Fred, man, it's a whole lot of motherfucking trolling going on because I'm going through my Instagram and my Twitter right now, and I'm getting all kind of new followers and shit like that. I ain't seen a whole lot of Facebook requests, but I know it's a whole lot of trolling going on. And
well,
it just seemed to me like Whack 100 is one of the biggest trolls, man. You know, it all started with
trolling him,
fucking,
while he was live with us. He was getting on the Instagram while he was live with us right now. So, definitely. A lot of trolling going on. But with that being said, you know what I'm saying, hopefully you know what I'm saying? They shut the fuck up and do the smart thing, because I'm glad the game's not going along with it. You know what I'm saying? That's a positive thing that he's not going along with that bullshit. But here's my question to the game, though. Yeah, Jimmy Hinchman, then Whack 100. What's the deal with all these people that are like anti-Tupac? I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, the game seems to like Tupac, you know, so... I don't know. Again, there's some crazy shit going on. You know what I'm saying? But tomorrow we got a Dynamax. He was part of Rhyme Syndicate with you know what I'm saying, Ice-T. You know, he did some stuff with Donald D. Followed by Womack, who was with Chad's brother. He's the guy that paralyzed from the neck down, but he was still able to record a full album with Chad's help. So that's going to be a dope interview right there. Thursday, and shit, I don't even remember who the fuck we got Thursday, guys. Do you?
Big Mike
Thursday, Ollie Vegas on Friday. Man, I see the homie, I think this Exit only, let me bring on Exit. Hey, Exit, how you doing, bro?
What's going on with your fam? Everybody good? Everybody good?
What up, exit?
Oh, man, that's
oh, yeah.
Love, man. They just been working your boy like a slave horse this week. That's all that is.
Man. I already know.
Man, I'm telling you, that daytime 9 to 5 ain't no joke.
Yeah, they got.
You hear that, man.
I tell you what, man. What they're trying to do, we were talking about what they're trying to do with Pac right now. It's kind of crazy because this dude, he's dead. You know what I'm saying? He's not here to speak for himself. And like Gonzo said, man, he's like, man, we're not going at Biggie. We're not disrespecting Valetta Wallace. You know what I'm saying? We love that guy now. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like, so what's going on with the East Coast? But then also, something ain't right with him and the Outlaws. He kind of went in on the Outlaws. I don't know if you heard that part, exit, but he said he's never going to work with them dudes again unless they break some serious bread. So, I don't know.
Yeah, there's like
about.
There's turmoil in the Outlaws, man. Like, there's the dude, I showed you his album, the dude, I can never pronounce his name. It's like Musa Mill Outlaw or something like that. He's you know, like extended family, but he was always, you know, always used the Outlaw name, always had them all over the album. Like, he had unreleased Tupac shit on his, like, 2007 album, and he was always real cool with them, and he'd be talking crazy about the Outlaws now, man.
So, there's, you know, like, there's a lot of talk out there about Idi Amin, you know what I'm saying? So, it's been a lot of talk for the past couple of weeks. Even within the Outlaws, about the ones who was the realest and truest with Pop are the ones that's not here anymore. And the rest of them are kind of like suspects. So I done heard a whole lot this whole week about all this. But I agree with Gonzalez when he sat there and said, man, these cats are working for the feds. You got to also keep in mind now that Pop has very close ties with the Panthers. And, they still ain't let up on that, you know what I'm saying? They don't want us to have them black leaders. So it might be just trying to steady slanderize his name even after death because of this movie coming out. I heard several people telling people not to go see the movie. So
I was just about to say that. Here we are 20 years later and Tupac's about to have the number one movie in the country. So he might not be here in the physical form, man, but that motherfucker didn't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? They teach about Tupac at fucking Harvard. You know what I'm saying? That he has his own performing arts school. He's about to have the number one movie. I mean,
I really think a lot of this is FBI time, to be honest with you. I think the FBI is still behind trying to keep this man's name drugged through the dirt because of, like you said, Pat, the movie getting ready to come out. You know what I'm saying? His subjects, his writers being taught in school, they really against all that. You know what I'm saying? If you look at the industry now, they push nothing but negativity. They don't want no positive to surface.
He might not be here in the physical form, man, but Tupac, he never left, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tupac will be, you know, and who the fuck's Whack 100, man? Most people don't even know who the fuck that is. You know
what I'm
saying?
That shit is whack.
Yeah, man, Tupac is our fucking, you know, he's our John Lennon, our fucking Bob Marley, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's more than a fucking rapper. Who the fuck is Whack 100, man? Like,
he's whack. That's exactly
it. He's a fucking clown, man.
He needs to be whack, to be honest with you.
He needs to be whack 100 fucking times. Yeah,
exactly,
he needs
to be
whack.
Yeah, man, fuck
that.
That's right.
Yeah, Flex.
Yeah, man, I was happy to hear Gonzo say that about, you know. Yeah, man, I was happy to hear Gonzo bring up that point, though, man, that, like, you never hear somebody from the West Coast talk bad about Biggie or his mom or, you know what I mean? Like, you never hear that shit, man. Like, you know, like, they got love for Biggie, man. That shit was 20 years ago, man, and both of them are dead, man. I bet everybody in that situation, I bet everybody in that situation 20 years ago, which is it, man, maybe we should have chilled the fuck out. I wish it didn't get like that. I bet there's a whole lot of regrets from everybody in those camps, man. You know what I'm saying?
That whole beef was industry orchestrated, too. And they spoke about that once before, about how they made sure the cover of the vibe with Snoop and them was on it with Suge, made sure it was red and black. They created a lot of that same chaos that went on between the East and the West. They created that shit. They covered with Puff. Pay attention. With Puffy and Biggie on it and Biggie had on the blue suit. They created that conflict. They wanted to cause that problem. And they still doing it. Please don't keep in mind that they don't want hip-hop to exist anyway. They also don't want no leader, especially not no leader for 20 years ago, because if anybody now who haven't heard of Pop went and bought 5 Pac tapes, I swear to God, he'll learn something during the process. They really don't want that. So we can't stop the music from being circulating, but we can slanderize his name to the point to where people don't want to listen to him. That's what they're trying to do. Turn people away from the movie. This is government orchestrated. When he said that, he kind of like woke me up to something when he was like, you know, he believed Funk Flex worked for the feds. And I'm sitting there thinking like, yeah, because remember the cops that Pac shot at in Atlanta was up in New York when he got shot. Now, what's the possibilities of that? And Pac said that himself, that one of the same cops that approached him to the bed and asked him how was it hanging was one of the same cops he busted when he was in in Atlanta. So if you really think about that, how weird is that? So to hear him say that Funkmaster Flex is a fed, it makes sense. And I really believe Wack is too. It really, really makes sense.
Yeah, the hip hop police, man. Hip hop police.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It's only gonna keep getting worse. You know what I'm saying? Unless people like Gonzo keep sticking up for Pac, man. And a lot of people they're staying quiet about it. I wonder, why? Who knows, man? Who knows? All I know is tonight was a dope episode. Shout out to Naomi Gonzo for coming through. We're gonna be right back here, man, every day this week. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and then of course Underground Saturday night, this Saturday, Church of Reality on Sunday, Hip Hop Roundtable on Monday, man. We're gonna keep doing it. Man, shout out to everybody here. And Pat, first official episode here, co host, man. Welcome to the team, brother. You definitely earned it. We appreciate all you've been doing for us here in the Murder Master News Show and at UGS for Life. Welcome to the team, man.
Man, I can't thank you enough, man. Shout out to Mac J too, man, because Mac's my brother too, man. He always let me come on and fuck his show up on Saturdays and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, it's an honor, man, for real. Like, this shit's like a fucking dream come true, man, for real. So I appreciate it, man.
It's an honor for me, man, because both of my co-hosts are people who called into the show for the same love of hip-hop that I have. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You ain't going to see Star or Charlamagne or Vlad or anybody just hire people to call into their show. No, that ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Here it happens here because we are all regular people, man. There's nobody here on no plateau, no characters. You know what I'm saying? I'm Scott Beta. Some people call me Prez, but I'm Scott Beta. That's who I am. Just a father, just a regular guy, regular Joe, man. Mac J is Justin. What he said when he first called episode 2, this is Justin Adams. You know what I'm saying? And I called him J-Mac for about 10 episodes before I finally could remember it's Mac J. You go back to that time, you hear it.
And can always still call me J-Mac sometimes.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. J-Mac, Mac J. But I have dyslexia, so you can't really call me.
Wow. Okay, I want to thank you, too, though, because you support everything we do, man. And, I can't thank you enough. Same with Fred Stye. You know what I'm saying? Same with Super Smash Bros. We got a lot of good people on the team right now. We're all, Scratch, LD, D-Tag, Pain. Yeah, we're all family, man. We're all trying to help each other. If you drop a single, we're all going to get behind it and try to push it. you know, Matt comes out with Live from the Alley and whatnot. We're all going to push that. Same as
I got you on the phone. You got my email address, man. I want to see a copy of that gangster in my email address, that song of yours, man. Shoot it to me. And a couple of more if you got it, man, because I love that gangster. When I ain't took it out of my head since I played it the other night. So, yeah, man,
right,
shoot me a copy of that. Real talk.
All right,
please.
I'll see if I can still find that motherfucker. I think I still got it in my email somewhere.
I think it's on your YouTube, right, Matt?
If it ain't on my YouTube, I know it's on my SoundCloud.
Yeah, I want to fuck that shit in the car.
If it's on your YouTube and you can't find it, just let me know. I can get it off YouTube and shit, and I'll send it to him.
Okay. Right on. Okay.
If you don't have it, it's on the Murder Master Music Show mixtape that we put out a couple years back. The whole song should be on there. If not, I got it. My email. I'll look for it too. That's a dope song, man. Produced by Skinny.
Oh yeah, it is.
Skinny, man.
Shout out to Skinny, man.
Can I have a minute to say something? Cause something been bothering me all week. I know all those eyes and them haters are still watching some kind of way. Cause I'm paying attention to things. Y'all can keep hating. Murder Master Music Show for life, UGS for life, you know what I'm saying? Underground Saturday Night for life, Underground Hip Hop Cypher for life. It's not going to stop. This is going to keep going. Y'all can keep watching. Y'all can keep hating. Y'all can keep doing whatever it is y'all think y'all know what to do with. And we're going to keep being us over here. And we're not going nowhere. I know y'all was praying and so happy when a lot of people didn't call in, but you know, we still roll it, and it ain't going to stop. So I just wanted to speak to the haters for a moment, because I see them on Facebook looking. I see them sharing shit. I'm so in tune with people. I understand that all this is kind of like on the slide, slick distance. So I want to, and I'm sure some of them listening right now, you know what I'm saying? So I want to put this out there to let y'all know it's UGS for life, bitches, for real. This is not a game.
Exactly.
We're family for real. You know what I'm saying? We talk outside of this radio.
Yeah.
We love each other. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing, this bullshit. Fuck y'all and that bullshit y'all doing. The real shit will be here, and we ain't going nowhere.
Man,
we're
perfect.
Hell
I
yeah,
I couldn't say it better. We ain't going nowhere, and all those trolls, all those people – you know what I'm saying? Man, you really are stagnant. You're not doing nothing. You're in the puddle. Keep watching us interview these legends and pioneers. And keep watching, more importantly than the legends and pioneers, keep watching us showcase underground talent and try to breathe life into people's careers who never get a shot or never get a chance. Because that's the thing that gives me the most pleasure, is to be able to see somebody who never got interviewed before, you know what I'm saying, have a chance to be interviewed on the same platform as their favorite artist. You know what I'm saying? You can never take that away from us. Never. I don't care what you do, what you accomplish, you know what I'm saying, or who you roll with, who you ride with. That's one thing you can never touch over here at UGS for life. And
shout out to everybody that respects what we do too, though, man. You know what I mean? Because there is other people. You know, like, there's people that have radio shows that hate us on the low, but there's also people that have radio shows that respect us.
That
man,
support
and,
us
know,
on the low. I mean, they
yeah,
really support us.
You know,
us,
they take their hat off to us and shit, and, you know, they don't hate on us, man. Like, when we pull, like, a cool guest, they might, you know, they might have grew up listening to and shit. They're like, man, that's dope. You got him, man. That's what's up. I'm going to listen to this. You know what I mean? Like, there is people out there like that, man. So shout out to all those people, man.
For real. Shout out to First Tough Fail for giving the love and they support and they stand behind the Murder Master Music Show. So I will put them out there because they family also. And we all can just get along if everybody just do what they supposed to do, stay in their lane and do them. You know what I'm saying? They do them. We do us. And it's not a problem.
So we can get along. It's them biters, them haters, the ones that want to duplicate what you do, the ones that lack the creativity to come up with a way to do their own show. They want to sit there and cipher and steal from somebody else. And then when they get cut off, when your water supply get low and get cut off, your ass still peeping through the motherfucking window watching us pour water in the glass. Fuck y'all. Keep looking.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Next week on my show, real quick, man, I'm going to have the Flint DJ on there, man. Brady Gaza, man, he a DJ on FM radio down there, man. He just plays music, spins records and shit. He's going to stop by and drop some debut shit, man, that nobody's ever heard before from Dice and Project Born, man. So shout out to him, man.
Yeah, man. He's actually breaking records for people that, like I was just talking about, that don't have the opportunity. You're not going to hear Dice on the Breakfast Club or any of these fucking shows.
Yeah, man. And that dude's been doing it for 20 years, man. Yeah, he's been doing that shit for 20 years, man, on Flint Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hanging in there in Flint and shit, fucking just playing real hip-hop shit, man.
Because that situation is still bad. Unfortunately,
yeah,
it's not getting any better. No one's fixing it, like they said. We've been interviewing, since we found out about the Flint water crisis, we've been interviewing people like the Dayton family and Jake DeFlake and all these guys. And when we bring it back on years later, they say it's still the same. Nothing's gotten better. I mean, that's just sickening.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's crazy.
Especially when you know there's kids there. You know. But
fucking nuts.
Brady Gaza coming on Monday, Hip Hop Roundtable 11. That's what I'm talking about. You know, we'll have in the murder mix. We probably won't have one this week because, like I said, we got shows every day, so you know, look for number 9 next week. Also, look for number 4, Sinister Sounds Underground Mix. That'll probably be next week as well, or the week after.
Those are dope, man. He does a great job, man. Shin's doing a great job with those mixes, man. Those are dope.
There he is.
Yeah, those mixes are dope.
Say what up to
Brother
Shin, man. Good job in the mix, bro.
Lord Sinister. Salute to you, brother, man.
This is dope, bro. To do it good. To do dope.
Hell yeah, man.
You contribute a lot to the show, too. A lot of people don't know. Sin has gotten some guests in the past. You always have dope questions. You know, Gonzo, you gave him a dope question tonight. Appreciate you for your contribution as well, man. Real talk, you know.
Yeah,
but with that said, fellas, I have to go to work because it's going to be a long night because Gonzo done said a lot of shit. See you guys tomorrow with episode 407, you know what I'm saying, with Dynamax and the homie Womack. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. This is, you know what I'm saying, the Murder Master Music Show. We're going to give him that Gonzo Tupac, Letter to Tupac, one more time, man. That's his dedication to Tupac. Also, it's his way of going at WAC 100 and Funk Flex. Check it out.
UGFforLife.com, bitch.
To WAC 100. Clockwise. Funk Flex, we're going to get to you, nigga. This some street shit. You had no compassion for this man's family. You had no compassion for the dead. You had no compassion for his legacy. Women and children, God forgive me. Spraying everything with your DNA.
I awaken the disrespect of the sacred code. Make it known, get flesh and bone to take your soul. Bullet holes to you and yours, you truly love. Funerals is frequent now for speaking of. The best that ever did it is just on the strength, nigga. We gon' handle business and pray to God shots don't find no kids or women. But you ain't had no feelings and Pac was my nigga. I ride for my nigga. Wax snitching, the gat clicking. Just listen. He put that murder on Diddy hands or Jimmy Hinchman. The plot thickens, you die quicker. I'm not stitches. Pray to a fiend and kiss the feet of Pac's sister. My little niggas is out looking, the clown woofing. We drown niggas with tech rounds, we fly crippin'. The sky different, my mind flipping. He flamed up. The feds got him disguised different. The blind dust. Put his face on a t-shirt. Put his
niggas on top, so we hard to kill. If I don't pop your melon, one of my niggas will. Fuck a snitch, fuck a rat, fuck a tattletale. Old school like Cadillacs and Lagerfeld. Hella shots, nigga, you could get your nana peel. Chopsticks out the window on my mama nail. Chopsticks out the window on my mama nail. Me and my girlfriend, me and my girlfriend. Put his face on the t-shirt. Put his face on the t-shirt. Call the little homies, let's ski skirt. Show the square nigga how we work. Face on the t-shirt. Put his face on the t-shirt. Show the square nigga how we work. Call the little homies, let's ski skirt. Put his face on the t-shirt.
I can't explain why I shine and no one else shines. The black person in America. I know how to go to that true spot myself because I'm there every day. I can be me, I can be whoever because I'm true to me. I can go to neutral easily. A lot of people, black, white, Mexican, young or old, fat or skinny, have a problem being true to themselves. They have a problem looking in the mirror and looking directly into their own soul. The reason I sell 6 million records, the reason I can go to jail and come out without a scratch, the reason I can walk around, the reason I am who I am today is because I can look directly into my faith and find my soul there. It's not sold, I didn't sell it, it's still within me, I still feel it, my heart is still connected to my body. That intensity, that truth, that honesty, do it because I have to repay for that blessing from black Jesus, from God. Give you the voltage, and you waste it. That's the curse. He gave me the voltage. I'm shining. It's not mine. It's God. Not that it's so special that nobody got it, but all of our gifts and blessings and our strengths and our weaknesses come from God. Come from
Black Jesus. Black White.